I want to try to give an overview of this foundations class in terms of its purpose and tie that to a scripture that speaks into that and gives almost a formula for our life in God and the proceeding of it and the strengthening and way in which it turns into a solid place in the Lord. So I'd like to look with you at a scripture from Luke 6, and I'll read you verses 47 through 49, the Lord himself describing how to build a solid house, how to build a solid life. I would say that house here is a metaphor for our lives and how they work well and solidly, and what causes them to be weak and unable to withstand the pressures and challenges and storms that will inevitably come into them. Verse 47 through 49, Luke 6. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, which it always will, folks, eventually. And immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. And sometimes that's very confusing to us, you know. Let me look with you at the formula here in verse 47 and how it relates to the focus and purpose of this class. It says, whoever comes to me. We have to come regularly, consistently, getting to the point where we don't even come separately and deliberately, but we are always connected to the Lord and drawing on him. You know, he's the vine, we are the branches drawing on that vine all the time. To come into that fullness of unity and partnership and drawing on him continually, we have to come and come and come and come. Now, we know that, and we understand that. A lot of people attempt to do that. But I'll tell you the reality of what happens. If we come to the Lord, and the second part does not happen when we come, it will be more and more difficult to come. That is, if we come and we do not hear him well, it gets discouraging to keep coming. Okay? So the second part is hearing him. There, I think that is the birthright of every believer, is to hear and receive from God. And he says quite a bit about that. Hear, listen to me, hear, and your soul shall live, he says in Isaiah 55, I believe. But there are a lot of things that actually get in the way of our hearing from God. And many, many believers do not hear regularly from the Lord. That is a ripoff. There are causes for it. There are barriers and things that are blocking us from being able to hear him. And a lot of this class is about understanding what those are and clearing them, because they have no business remaining and limiting our life in God. The third part of this formula is the one who hears my sayings and does them. Well, there's a fair amount of freeing into the things of God based on coming and hearing that gives us the courage to do what he says. It rests on our permission being from him and not being hampered so much by the approval of others, because I'll tell you something about the word and the direction and the leading of God. it very often conflicts with the desires and priorities of man, and we will have to get through those. That means we're going to have the courage from him to act and carry out those things that he speaks. So this class is about establishing our ability to come, to hear, and to act on what we hear, and therefore become more and more the body and the bride of Christ, and to function in the kingdom that is the longing, I believe, of all of our hearts. Now, it says that that the one who does that, and we want to be equipped to be able to do that regularly, those three things, he's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation. Now, you know, that sounds wonderful and thorough and everything, but if we're talking about digging deep within ourselves, that's an uncomfortable process. And it's really not one we love to do. So part of our growth is learning that the digging deep produces blessing and rejoicing and strengthening and joy and equipping and empowering. Therefore, it is worth the doing, though the initial movement into it is quite uncomfortable. We're going to encourage each other in moving past that initial discomfort so we get to keep going. That's the key to our life, and God, keep going. We want to get to the place where the storm, the opposition, the efforts of the enemy, the sometimes ignorant pressings and difficulties we have with one another, where those things do not, they can beat vehemently against us at times, but the house does not shake. Now, I know we all want that, and we realize that it's rather difficult to get there, but it is the chief challenge in life, and the offer and the promise of God to us that that place exists in Him, and we get to live there. So that's what this class is about, is getting a hold of this way that God tells us to build a strong life in Him. And I believe that that building of a strong life in Him is a primary credential and preparation for ministry. Primary. We can learn all kinds of things and add those to the storehouse too, but there's a primary credential which has to do with being ourselves in that place with God. And another place on the website talks about Isaiah 61. It repeats this same thing. He's going to heal and put us back together, and he talks about how he's going to do that. And when he does, those people who allow that work to go on in them and God to produce that restoration, they will be very influential in producing that same work in others. So we have a picture here of what ministry is going to look like as well. First, the preparation of our own heart, and then ministering these same things to others. That's what this class is about. And there are many factors that we want to look at that bear on coming into these places that God promises and holds out to us. He tells us how it works, and we want to move into those things with each other.